living a selfless life modeled after the life of Jesus. So I'm going to start out with a bold statement, and I have my own two verses I'm going to read first. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6, I'm going to read verses 19 through 20. And my statement is, our bodies are not our own. And the verse 19 there says, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. For God bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. And I recognize that the context of these two verses deals specifically with sexual immorality. However, I think the verses stand on their own. I don't think they're necessarily specifically for sexual immorality. I think the fact that it says you do not belong to yourself, that I think goes into every aspect of your lives. Because you can be wasting your life on video games. You could waste your life on hunting. You could waste your life in at the mall. There's scholars that waste your life into endless study, studying God's word, for example, yet they might not know Jesus. So, for example, people can go off to seminary and neglect their immediate ministry, which is their family, as if they have to go to ministry. I've heard about pastors that there's a percentage of people that go into the priesthood, that go any given spiritual leader. So I don't want to limit it to pastors necessarily. But there's a percentage of these men and maybe women that go into ministry, whether it be the priesthood or any given title, because they're guilty. Because they feel like, I've done this and this and this, I need more of God, therefore, I'm going to, you know, go in the ministry and become a priest. And it's like the wrong calling for them. Because if God is not leading them, by the Spirit, then it's not where they should be. And really, really bad things happen when men and women go into ministry when they're not called. And we look through all of Scripture, in Old Testament, New Testament, God calls. You know those tribal leaders when Numbers starts out and they're about to move on from Mount Sinai. They're in different tribes, right? The 12 tribes. And God assigns those leaders. God chose Moses. God chose David. I don't care what leader in the Bible it is. It was from God. So when we even begin to think that we can do this or do that with our body, whether it's sexual immorality or whatever we do with our time and anything, that's why it's so important to be led by the Spirit, because you can't read the Bible by itself, you know, without the spiritual connection, and know what God wants for you. You know, the Spirit leads us in different ways, and it's challenging as an individual to know where God leads me, let alone tell Jack what he's supposed to do. I can't tell Jack what he's supposed to do tomorrow. I'm not even going to begin to think what Jack needs to do tomorrow. Only Jack can know, given his circumstances and his responsibilities, what he's supposed to do tomorrow. So that's for Jack to work out with the Holy Spirit. So all I'm saying is, because we've been bought for a price, I mean, everybody else, those that don't know Christ, they're going to do willy-nilly because they have no spiritual direction whatsoever. Some are led by legalistic means. They have a rules and rigidity about their life that's going to dictate what they do. And then there's other free-spirited individuals that want nothing to do with God, and they're just going to do this or this willy-nilly with their lives. And until they submit to Christ, until they repent and turn to God, they're just, you know, they're ramblers. Everyone's a rambler unless they know Jesus, I'm telling you. And there's some within the Christian church, of course, that aren't tuned into the Spirit either. Whether they're saved or not, I don't even want to pretend to guess. But all I'm saying is the Bible is clear about who we are, our identity in Christ, and the fact that he bought us, he redeemed us, we're paid for. This, I think, for me at least, these two verses spell it out. You know, it's black and white. We're not our own. And we're going to get into that because that understanding that that our bodies are to be used by the Spirit, we're his temple, is the beginning of understanding that it's not our life to begin with. We didn't create ourselves. And the whole thing about living a selfless life begins with the understanding that we're not our own, that we don't belong to ourselves, that we were chosen and we were led to submit to Christ. Apart from him, we can't do anything.